This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Large hail has already been reported over Morrison and Lakewood with smaller clusters around the Denver metro. The severe weather is very localized and moving quickly, with hail filling up streets in some areas and sunny skies in others. It's expected for much of the next hour. Meanwhile, a lot of the Front Range in northeast Colorado are under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. That includes Douglas County and everything up to Larimer County and east to Washington and Logan counties. An eastern El Paso County groundwater mapping study will use data collected by a low-flying helicopter equipped with a specialized sensing device. With it, geologists can see some 2,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Jared Abraham is a geophysicist. He says his company will combine that data with existing well records to chart the area's underground geology and water resources.
This is not magic. If it was magic, it would be a lot easier. It is one way of looking at the Earth. We cannot discard our traditional geology and hydrology.
An Area Groundwater Management District commissioned the $400,000 study because of concerns about how fast El Paso County is developing. The district expects the report later this year. More than 350 firefighters are still working around the clock in rugged terrain to smother a wildfire that ignited over the weekend. The Spring Creek Fire is still a little under 3,000 acres, or about 4.5 square miles. It's not growing, but it's not really shrinking. The fire is burning southwest of the town of Parachute near Interstate 70. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.